Hello and welcome to the Honest Politics Podcast. My name is Alex Gamsik and I am the founder of Honest Politics LLC. My company does political research for people, not for politicians. So today's episode, I'm just going to free talk. This is not formatted in any way. I have no notes, no research, but I want to talk about my political science degree. It's been about 4 years since I've earned it. And what it's done for me in the job market, in my personal life, you may have clicked on this because you want to get a political science degree. Maybe you have one or you're getting one and you want to know more about it. So let me just upfront tell you that I think it was not worth it career-wise, but it was certainly worth it as a citizen of this country and as someone who thinks, you know, a little more critically than they might have before. So now that you've got the shortened version, I can continue to explain. A little bit of background on me. I was good at the sciences in high school, early high school especially, and I wanted to be a veterinarian because I love animals. And I think one of my goals in life is to help out animals in some way. And I, you know, that's one of the higher level goals I want to get to eventually. And I figured a veterinarian would be good to do that. But then, you know, the sciences slipped away from me in a really harsh way. And I was extremely good at AP government. I thrived. I loved that class. It was fantastic. I loved AP government so much. And I was willing to dive headfirst into politics. You know, I toured a bunch of college campuses. And in the end, I came down to American University in Washington, D.C., and SUNY Brockport in a college in upstate New York where I could have gone to for free. And they have a pretty good pre-veterinary program that I could use to go to Cornell Veterinary School, which was the goal. Otherwise, in D.C., they didn't have a great science program at the time. So I kind of knew I'd when I chose American University, I wasn't just choosing the school, I was choosing my path in life. And I thought my path in life would be towards advocacy, running for office, working for a congressman, you know, even higher aspirations. And of course, I dove headfirst, I interned on Capitol Hill, I attended a bunch of think tank conferences, I got to see Ron Paul, I got to see, you know, I had the chance to see Elizabeth Warren, Barack Obama, not that I saw either of those two, but I saw John McCain, John Kerry, like Marco Rubio, Senator Ron Johnson, I get to have a photo with him, like all this incredible stuff that I dreamed of as a political junkie when I was in high school. And I'm smiling about it now, but there is a certain sadness because, you know, I realized after coming out of school just how useless the degree was because it doesn't qualify you for anything except more schooling, to be honest. And if you want to get into politics, if you want to get into advocacy and make a living out of it, you really don't need a political science degree at all. In fact, it's probably much more beneficial to have something in the hard sciences, accounting, finance, biology, chemistry, something that you can use and say, look, I'm a doctor. Look, I have an engineering degree. I have these technical skills. I'm a statistician. If I'd studied statistics, oh my God, I probably would be still in DC right now doing policy analysis. If I studied statistics as my primary and then did some political science courses on the side, I'd be golden. So if you really want to get into politics, I recommend a statistics degree. But anyway, I guess, you know, I knew I wasn't going to make a lot of money in politics, but what I didn't expect was that I wouldn't even work in politics. It's not like there's a bunch of political jobs waiting for you when you come out of school. Now, there's a bunch of accounting jobs out there. There's a lot of, you know, doctor and nursing jobs out there. There's not much at all in politics unless you're well-connected, you're willing to live out of a suitcase. You know, these kind of real sacrifices. that because of my family situation and all kinds of weird stuff, I didn't want to do. And I guess maybe I should have downsized, sold a lot of the furniture, moved out to Iowa and lived there and done the campaigns and all that. But even that's not a guarantee for success or even a moderate income. It's more of a passion. And you know, politics can be your passion. You can get into it. You can start your own podcast. You can start your own business. You can do anything with politics. You don't have to make it a career. You don't have to get a political science degree. And I'm actually imploring you, it's not worth it. Except, I understand politics. I understand government. I understand people, psychology, the way people act on a deeper level than I would have if I had not gotten a political science degree. You know, I transitioned political parties. Would that transition have happened if I hadn't learned about economics? If I hadn't learned about rationalization of voting? If I hadn't done this or that or this or that? And just studied democratization? Would I have cared about the election, you know, being trying to be overturned by Trump if I hadn't learned exactly how democracies function and how important some of that stuff is? The delegitimizing of the media by saying they're the enemy of the people. These things that are core tenets of how a country's democracy operates and why democracy is the best system. Even though it's not a great system, it's better than the other ones. I wouldn't have had the justification or the education in that if I hadn't gotten a political science degree. Now, if you listened to those things and you thought, wow, that is important, I'm glad, you know, you learned that, then maybe political science is for you. Or if you're like, well, none of that's really that important anyway, then you definitely shouldn't get a degree in political science because it's more stimulating of your brain and your cognitive power. Your efficacy as a citizen, basically how much what you do matters. But a lot of it, like the organizing, the go-to, a lot of that stuff you learn through interpersonal relations. I learned a lot about event planning, people management, just social lessons and things through the clubs that I attended, worked hard in, eventually earned the presidency of two clubs. And, you know, I worked extremely hard outside of school. I worked at a deli, so I knew what it was like working at a deli. I had an Excel spreadsheet where I calculated my deli wages compared to everything I spent. Tried to imagine myself on that kind of income, knowing the part-time nature, the benefits that didn't exist, and just talking to people of all different races, ethnicities, and backgrounds, genders, and everything else. When you think through all the experiences I've gone through and how much it developed me as a person, my college experience was certainly worth it. I don't know how much it would have changed if I went to Brockport, a much less expensive school, but a much, much less diverse school, much less access to the kind of congressional hearings and think tank presentations, having Ron Johnson as a guest at a small club meeting, you know, having Hillary's DC campaign organizer giving a small talk to a group of people, being part of the Women's March, which was the most powerful movement I've ever felt. Just these things you learn from experience that diving into American University gave me. And honestly, it's priceless in a way. I think it all depends on how much your parents are willing to commit to school for you as well. Is it worth taking out a gigantic loan? I don't think so. Is it worth taking out a small loan? Probably. And it also depends, you know, how much your parents are willing to support you, because when I moved away from DC, I moved back into my mother's house, and I knew I always had the option to do that. I knew I didn't have to be making $50,000 or $100,000 out of the gate, which I probably would have if I was going to medical school or became an accountant or something like that. You know, and I engaged a lot with local politics when I moved to Rochester, but there's not there's not many positions just waiting for you. There's not even low paid things. They're not just waiting for you. You want to work for the government? Well, you can be a secretary. If you want a higher level position, you know, you try, but a political science degree in and of itself is not getting you there. An accounting degree will. A nursing degree will. A medical degree, yes. Chemistry, yes. Engineering, yes. Biology, probably. Chemistry, yes. Forensics, yes. Police detective work, yes. You know, so, I mean, one trick you can do, especially if you're in high school, go to Indeed.com or go to a website with jobs and look at the jobs that are literally open in the area you want to live after college. Look at a couple of the areas you might think of living after college. Do you want to move to a fast-growing city like Austin, Texas? Do you want to stay in the town that you went to college in? Do you want to come back home? Go to Indeed and look at the jobs. Do you see random politics jobs out there? Or do you see accounting degrees? Do you see finance? Do you see banking? Do you see doctors and nurses and veterinarians? I think this was as much a venting session as it was for anybody who might be interested in a political science degree, coming from someone who got a political science degree at one of the top public affairs universities in the country. And I've been pretty disillusioned with that. The worth is not there. Like I said, I always envisioned myself working in politics and not making much money, but I never envisioned myself not working directly in politics and not making much money. And I'm taking an accounting degree now online part-time, and I'm already getting more opportunities from my minor in finance and my 4 accounting classes. I'm getting more opportunities than my entire political science degree. I'm going to follow this up with a episode on the Master of Public Policy degree, but it's probably going to be the same thing. Worth it as a citizen for personal growth? Absolutely. As an opportunity to get a job or enter the field? Nah. There's better ways to get into the field of politics or public policy. You know, I talked about this with my AP US history teacher, and he listened to me talking about wanting to be a veterinarian, and he said, you know, there are politicians who are doctors. Why not become a doctor, become a veterinarian, and then run for office? You'll have the money, you'll have the connections, you'll have the know-how, the people skills, you'll be highly educated, you'll make good friends, educated friends. You know, think about that. You can get into politics in different ways. Political science degree will not get you there. If you want to go to law school, absolutely consider it. Definitely that political science degree will help. If you want to be a political science researcher, you want to take the chance and, you know, be a professor, be willing to move to a different state so that you can work at another university, that's great. That's good. But if you want to use your political science degree to work for a politician or to become a politician, I highly recommend you listen to my next episode where I tell you what a master's degree in social science will get you. Thanks for listening. And I will see you next time as we seek to discover more of the stories behind the statistics.